Chinese Cantonese Refresher Course, Formal Testing Unit 1, Part 1, Oral Comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书.
The C answer is the best translation of the word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 1.
佢系军官.
Question number 2.
听日再见.
Question number 3.
佢翻译中文.
Question number 4.
喺厨房处煮饭.
Question number 5.
喺书房处瞓觉.
Question number 6.
我哋喺餐厅处食饭.
Question number 7.
我颈渴.
Question number 8.
广东话好普遍.
Question number 9.
佢系我嘅老友.
Question number 10.
佢打算请我食饭.
Question number 11.
请你数下有几多人.
Question number 12.
寻晚我瞓得夜.
Part 2, Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes a situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in the practice questions is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭.
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
佢唔识呢个字点解?
Question number 14.
佢哋架车用晒电油.
Question number 15.
佢好想见到一间餐室.
Question number 16.
佢有一份重要嘅报告唔见咗.
Question number 17.
佢要检验体格.
Question number 18. Question number 18.
每个礼拜日佢都去礼拜堂。
Question number 19.
佢毕业之后佢入陆军。
Question number 20.
佢对呢个问题唔清楚。
Question number 21.
今日系佢哋第一次结婚纪念日。
Question number 22.
十年前佢喺学校教过佢。
Question number
23. 佢送佢嘅女朋友去火车站接咗吻之后佢就返嚟。
Question number 24.
佢唔知道佢嘅钟慢咗四个字。
Question number 25.
王先生请张先生、李太太同佢嘅朋友食饭。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 1. Chinese Cantonese refresher course, formal testing unit 2, part 1, oral comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 1.
闹钟响。
Question number 2.
今日有检阅。
Question number 3.
我去杂货铺买餸。
Question number 4.
我嘅细蚊仔想搭火车。
Question number 5.
对唔住，我搞扰你。
Question number 6.
有乜贵干啊？高宗教。
Question number 7.
请你画一个地图俾我好吗？
Question number 8.
根据呢个人事卷宗甲，你喺纽约市出世。
Question number 9.
经过详细考虑之后，我决定入伍陆军。
Question number 10.
战胜欧洲日之后冇几耐，我升做中尉。
Question number 11.
当兵已经系我嘅职业。
Question number 12。
医生同看护话 我的健康非常之好。
Part 2, Oral Comprehension, Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes a situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of the truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭。
You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
听日是礼拜一。
Question number 14.
个个人都要运动。
Question number 15.
佢打算去杂货铺。
Question number 16.
你做事有计划，有系统，又快。
Question number 17.
如果你想有强健的体魄。
Question number 18.
这个是白金手表。
Question number 19.
他买嘢，但是没那么多现银。
Question number 20.
这个表是用来送礼的。
Question number 21.
他问你民防部在边处。
Question number 22.
十年相聚如一日，一日不见如三秋。
Question number 23.
你过奖啫，我呢处不过系一间茅舍啫嘛。
Question number 24.
张先生来我家吃饭的时候，他来迟了。
Question number 25.
随便坐，不要客气，当是你自己屋企就好了。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4. Formal Testing Unit 2.